the din that for the mamonis you need three dayanim. Let's see the brisa again. Gemara says in the Gimel Amud Bei Shloshim and Olam the Tana Rabbanah Venikra Balabayis El Ho Elohim Arekan Echad Ad Ho Elohim Yavod Var Shneim Arekan Shneim Sher Shion Elohim Arekan Shlosha Divrei Rav Yoshi Yonasan Omer Rishon Tchila Nemar Ben Dorshin Tchilos Ela Ad Ho Elohim Yavod Var Shneim Arekan Echad Asher Shion Elohim Arekan Shneim Ben Bezdun Shokul Mosifan Alein Od Echad Arekan Shlosha. Rav Yoshi holds that the Suas for Shlosha Shlosha Dayanim Medinim Amonis is learned from the three Elohims, the Parsha of Shomrim, Parsha's Mishpatim mentions. It says Elohim three times, so from there we learn that you need three Dayanim from Dinim Amonis. Yonason disagrees. He says that Ein Darshan Tchilos, the first Elohim, can't be used to Darshan three Dayanim, to be part of the three. So he only has two Elohims, but he has a new halacha called Bezdin Nota, Ein Bezdin Shokul. There can't be an even number of Dayanim in Bezdin. So he says we have to add another dayan, so that's where we know three from. There are only two Elohims that we dash it from the pasuk, but ain't bezdin shokol. You need a bezdin nota, so therefore we add another dayan. So the Gemara asks, it would appear Rabbi Yoshia denies the concept of bezdin nota. He holds that you can have an even number of dayanim. That's why you have to derive the three dayanim from the three Elohims. Is that true? Rabbi Yoshia actually denies the concept of bezdin nota. But that seems to be a gzeras hakosav, as the Braisa says, Linto sacharyab lahata satara omra asilacha bezdin nota. Rabbi Yoshia holds that they have three Elohims. He doesn't say in bezdin shokol, but why not? Everyone has to agree that you need a bezdin nota. So if you skip down a little bit to the bottom, Gemara says, ve'elahai lintos mayovele, what does Rabbi Yoshia do with lintos? Mukim labedinin nefosho, savo bedinin mamon eslo. Rabbi Yoshia establishes lintos to be told by dinin nefoshos. That's where you need a bezdin nota. But not by dinin mamon. Why dafka dinin nefashas? It's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What's pshat? Why does lintos apply to dinin nefashas? Rashi says b'dinin nefashas shetiskay bo hatayos chalatova al pi echad kide amr b'masnisin. The Mishnah says that from the pasuk losiach re'rabim l'ros l'san al riv lintos achre'rabim l'hatos. It sounds like hatayos chalatova can be al pi dayan echad, but hatayos chal ro has to be al pi shnei dayanim. That it's not enough just to have a rove of one, but you need a rove of two. Right? You need two more dayanim who are being mechayev, as opposed to the dayanim that are being mezakeh. That's the gzeres hakosef. The Mishnah says Mishnah dav beis amud aleph. So where do we find such an idea that hatayos chal tova can be al pi echad, but hatayos chal ro has to be al pi shnei? That's specifically by dini nefashos. Rashi understands that it's Gzeres HaKosov, that Bezdin Nota applies to Dinin HaFashos, because that's what the Pasuk is talking about. That Hatoya L'Tov and Hatoya L'Ra are different. When we find such a distinction in Dinin HaFashos, not in Dinin Mamonis. It would appear that the Halach of Bezdin Nota must be talking about Dinin HaFashos, not Dinin Mamonis. Tosis interprets a little bit differently. I think we alluded to this before Yom Tov. Muki la b'dinin nefashos al b'dinin mamonis lo mishum dekro mashu b'dinin nefashos. The pasuk sounds like it's talking about b'dinin nefashos, but not for the reason of Rashi. A different reason. Dechsiv lo siach re'rabim l'ros. Right. The pasuk begins lo siach re'rabim l'ros. Don't be after the rabim l'ros. The mash medavishu ra lakol. Sounds like we're talking about something that's ra lakol. Be it for everyone. The hainu dinin nefashos. That's dinin nefashos. Dinin nefashos is bad for everyone when someone gets killed. In dinim mamonis, every case is good and bad at the same time. It's good for one person, bad for another person. One person gains, the other person loses. It's the way it always is by dinim mamonis. So the possible siach rabim l'ros is not mashma dinim mamonis. It sounds like it's talking about dinim nefashos. It's something that's ra'lakol. The Tosfos gets involved in a side issue. V'afal gav dinim nefashos nami kari lezuchuse degol adam. There is a zchus in dinim nefashos too. It's not just ra lakol. It would seem as though for the goal adam, the one who is allowed to kill the rotzeach, so it's good for him that the rotzeach is killed. That's what the goal adam wants to do anyway. So that's a zchus for him. So sometimes mikol makom choshev leiros came in the ein marviach klum b'misaso shel zeh. Look, that's what the goal adam wants, but he's not marviach. It's no profit, no gain. No one gains from people getting killed, even if they deserve misa, but no one's gaining from it. And Tosfos explains that Edom Zomim also, Yes, another kasha. Basically, Tosfos comes down to say that dinei nefashos is viewed as a ro'al akol. Dinei mamonos is not a ro'al akol. It's chus lazeh v'chov lazeh, but dinei nefashos is a ro'al akol. So that's the pasuk mestam is talking about dinei nefashos. At the end, he comes out that maybe Rashi's pshat is correct. The old matzila meimer da korchav na mikra b'dinei nefashos mishum de darshinim b'reish pirkin. Lo ka tayoscho tova tayoscho the rov lo shay b'dinei mamonos derala zeh v'tov lazeh. The zel bezach is Rashi. Then why do we establish Untos Acharab Lahatas to be Torah Madin and Nefashos? Not because Losi Acharabim Leros is Torah Madin and Nefashos, but rather Lo Ka Tayoscha Latova Tayoscha Lera. A different reason, but basically the pasuk has to be Torah Madin and Nefashos. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yoshe will establish Lintos to be Torah Madin and Nefashos, but by Dinei Mamonos he says that you don't need a Bez Denota. Don't need a Bez Denota. What's the kasha of the Gemara? Rabbi Yoshia denies Bezdin Nota. By Dinei Mamonos, he needs the three Elohims to teach me. Three Dayanim by Dinei Mamonos. So how do we understand the Mishnah? Mishnah says that if two are Mezakeh, one is Mechayev. Then he's Zakeh. Two are Mechayev, one is Mezake. Chayev. What's the kash? In a chanami, you don't need a Bez Denota, but if you have three Dayonim, so then we follow Rov. What's the kash? Rashi explains that the having of the Gemara is that if you don't need Bez Denota, so then maybe by Dinei Mamonos, Rabbi Yoshe should say that you need Dash Lashtan Shom, you should need unanimous consent among the Dayonim. By Dinei Nefashos, you need Bez Denota. That means that you have to start off with a Bez Din. There can be nota, right? You have to start off with an odd number of dayanim, and lemaisa, we follow majority. If you have a bez din nota, so you follow majority. The purpose of the bez din nota is to be able to follow majority. So if you need the bez din nota, mistami, you follow majority. But by dinei mamonos, if there's no din of bez din nota, there's no din of bez din nota. Yes, there's a halacha of three, right? There is a halacha of a minimum of three, but let's say you have four. Rabbi Yoshi would say that that's kosher, that's fine, because you have at least three. Right? So if an even number of dayanim is kosher for the bezdin, so maybe we should go one step further and say that you need unanimous consent among the dayanim for the psak din. So how can the Mishnah say that you don't need unanimous consent? You can shnayim ve'echad, shnayim am mezakai, echad am mechayev, shnayim am mechayev, echad am mezakai. Rabbi Yoshi denies bezdinot. If he denies bezdinot, then maybe you need unanimous consent. Name it low Rabbi Yoshia. Zok the Gemara now. Filu tema Rabbi Yoshia. Ma'isi lebekal v'chomer midinu nefashos. Rabbi Yoshia learns from dinu nefashos that some halacha applies to dinu mamonos. What is that halacha? The simple pshat is, as Rashi explains, that even if you don't need a bezden nota, but we do follow rov. Even if you don't need a bezden nota, you also don't need unanimous consent among dayanim, but rather we'll follow majority. Rabbi Yoshia learns a kavachomer from dinei nefashos that even if you don't need a bez din nota by dinei mamonos, that's a chumrah of dinei nefashos. A chumrah of dinei nefashos is not going to learn to dinei mamonos because dinei mamonos is more ka. But a kula of dinei nefashos, the fact that you can follow rov by dinei nefashos, that we will extend to dinei mamonos based on a kavachomer. That's a kula. The need for dine, for bez denota, that's a chumra. But the leniency that you don't need unanimous consent, but rov is sufficient, that's a kula. So the kula, he's willing to learn from dine nefashos, bekavachomer. Learns bekavachomer from dine nefashos to dine mamonos. Dine nefashos mochomer, nevertheless, you don't need unanimous consent. Koloshke by dine mamonos, you don't need unanimous consent. We follow rov. Okay, this is the Gimbal. Questions? Okay.
Why
did
you
put
in the number of why doesn't learn the number of dayanim out from?
We can't learn the number. I mean, what do you mean by the number? You need 23 dayanim by dinei nefashos. So right. Certainly not going to learn
the odd number. The fact that you need an odd number.
Well, that's what the Gemara said. That lintos mistam is torah by dinei nefashos because that's the context of the pasuk. Rashi tosef is different pshata, but that's the context of the pasuk. So it's almost like there's a gzeras hakasev that by dinei nefashos you need a bez din notice. That gzeras hakasev comes to exclude dinei mamonos. But the fact that you follow majority by Din Nefoshos, well, that's a Gdesa Nasav too. Lintos Acharyav Mahatas. What Acharyav Mahatas sounds like you follow majority, so why should I apply that to Din Mamet? Well, because that's a Kula. There's a Chumra and a Kula over here. We're not going to apply the Chumra to Din Mamet because Din Mamet is more Kal, but the Kula that you follow majority, that we can't apply to Din Mamet, it's become a Chumra. Okay? Kula and Chumra. Comes Tosis and asks a blistering kash, a world famous kash. Dine Mamanas lo kol shekein. Rabbi Yoshia says that certainly as linam basaru by dine mamanas. A tame of fractis is the beresha mocheperos kal mashmul de nochem mamanacha harov. Shmuel establishes that we don't follow rov by dine mamanas. Vamailo neila bekavachomim midine nefashos kedamar hacha. Why doesn't Shmuel learn that we follow rov by dine mamanas kavachomim from dine nefashos? Rabbi Yoshia learned the basaru by dine nefashos. So why doesn't Shmuel learn like that? What's Shmuel talking about? What's the context of the Gemara there? Gemara in Bava Basra. Adav Tzadi Beis, the beginning of the sixth perek. Itma, says the Gemara, Hamocha shalach chaver v'nim tzenakchan. Someone sells a shor to his friend. V'nim tzenakchan. Turns out he's a goring shor. It's a goring shor. So the shor has to be put to death. So Rava Maharez and Mekachtos. So Mekachtos. Why is it a Mekachtos? Because the guy can claim, okay, I can claim, I bought the shor for what? I wanted to use him to plow my field, but now the shor has to be put to death, so I'm not going to have the shor that I wanted. The Rav says, it's Docha Mekachtos, the Mekach is Choser. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Yochol Omer Lo L'shchita Mechartiv Loch. The Mocher can say to the Lokeach, I didn't sell it to you for Raja, I didn't sell it to you to plow with, I sold it to you for Shchita, to be Shachted, and you can do that with a Shor that's in Akhan. It's Roy L'shchita, so it's not a Mekach Tos. So it's a little bit of a bizarre Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. What's the claim? What claim can the Mocher make? Can he say that I sold it to you l'shchita, or can he not say that? If he can't say that, so then it makes sense that it's a mekachtos. If he can't say he sold it l'shchita, so then it's not a mekachtos. So in fact, the Gemara, v'lechzei igavra d'zavin l'nafsasa l'nafsasa l'raja l'raja. If this person normally buys behemoth for shchita, so then mistame, he bought it for shchita. If he normally buys it l'raja for plowing, so then he bought it for plowing. So let's figure out what the gavra, you know, who the gavra is. Is it in the gavra? Right? Is it din in the gavra, din in the cheftza? Is a brisk shayla in the gavra, right? If he's a gavra who normally buys for shchita, so that's what he did. If he buys l'radya, that's what he did. So it says the Gemara, begavra dezavin l'hochi u'l'hochi. Ah, it's tzvei dinin. It's the ultimate briska guy, right? The ultimate briska. Right? Not just the briska esrik, but he's even a briska when it comes to mekachumemka, right? He buys sometimes l'radya, sometimes l'shchita, buys for both. So we can't be poshe based on that. I have a lechzi dummy hechininu. So figure out how much money he gave, how much money he crossed hands. Lotzicha da agra bisu v'kam b'dmei radya. But a case where it's the same. The value is the same. That the bisra somehow, the assumption is the plowing shore should really be worth more because it's an ongoing benefit as opposed to. Supposed to shchita, okay, so you can get a good London broil out of it, a good sirloin steak, but you know, it's a one-time pleasure, so it's not as much as having a shore for plowing. But we're talking about a situation where the value is the same. So what's the argument about it? Who cares? Like, well, what does it matter? Nafkemina letircha. It's a nafkemina because it's harder, it's more of a pain in the neck to sell the bosa, to use the animal on a constant basis. The animal is there, but to shech the animal, you have to hire the shochet and sell the bus. It's complicated, it's a tircha, so even though everything seems to be the same, but it's more of a tircha, so that's the argument. Can he say that he bought it l'radja, because that's easier for him, or can the mocher say, no, I sold it to you for shchita? So what's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? So that's what the Gemara plugs in on Tzadi Beis and Beis. Rava Mahareza Mekachtos Bosa Rubas Lina Veruba Laraji Zavi. So Rav says, why do we say Mekachtos and the Lokeach can say, I want my money back? Because row of people buy Laraja. They buy for plowing. People didn't eat so much meat in those times. Every so often, they had a Yom Tov or something, they had meat, but normally not. So most people are not selling animals for meat. They're selling animals to plow, for working the fields. So Rav says, we follow Rav. And Shmuel says, no, we don't follow Rav. We follow Rav by Yisur, but not by Dinim Amanus. So if you don't follow Rav, then the Mocha can say, I sold it to you for Shechita, not for Radyan. Rav says, we do follow Rav. So the Mocha can say, I sold it for Shechita. We follow Rav. And Shmuel says, we don't follow Rav. Follow Rav by Yisur, but not by Dinim Amanus. So that's why the Mocha can say, I sold it to you for Shechita. I didn't sell it to you for Radyan. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. So comes Tosis and says, what do we learn from Shmuel? Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav or Shmuel? What's the klal? Hilchasa k'rav, b'yisuri, or k'shmuel, b'dini. We paskin like Shmuel, and dini mamanis. So Frank Tosis, how can our Gemara say that by dini mamanis we follow Ro? Vaselina basaruba, you learn the Kavachamah from dini nefashos, that vaselina basaruba by dini mamanis. Stuck against the Gemara in Baba Basra. Stira, sugis. It's the maskon of the Gemara over here, but Shmuel, we paskin like, hold that we don't follow Rav and Dinei Mamonis. How can that be? Why doesn't Shmuel learn a Kavachamer from Dinei Nefashis? Rabbi Yoshia learns a Kavachamer from Dinei Nefashis. So Shmuel couldn't think of the Kavachamer. He knows the Gemara Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin comes after Baba Basa, but Shmuel knew. Shmuel knew this was cooking already, right? He can learn a Kavachamer, so why doesn't he learn the Kavachamer from Dinei Nefashis and Dinei Mamonis to teach me that we follow Rav by Dinei Mamonis? That's Taisus's kash. Comes Taisus and says like this: the Ein Lomus. At first, before he gives us his teretz, he bavorins a different teretz. He obviates. He throws out another possibility. The Ein Lomer the dinin nefashos gufayu lo azlina basaruba beruba the lesser kamon ela beruba the iste kamon. And don't tell me. I know what you want to tell me. There are different types of rov. There's tzvei dinim and rov. I know you're a lamed. Two types of rov, right? There's Ruba the Issa Kamon and there's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. What's Ruba the Issa Kamon? What's Ruba the Lesser Kamon? What are these two types of rov? So Ruba the Issa Kamon, we know, is a rov that we see in front of us, right? Majority that we see in front of us. What's the classical case of Ruba the Issa Kamon? Teisha Chanuyos, exactly. Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Hei. Right? Ruba the Issa Kamon. Teisha Chanuyos. If there are 9 Chanuyos in the city that are selling Bisar Kosher, and 1 Chanus is selling tray for meat, and you find meat outside of the stores, Benimta, it's outside of the Makom Kavua, so we follow Rov. That's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. You have all the meat in the city. There's a certain amount of kosher meat, a certain amount of treif meat, so we follow Rov to assume that it's kosher. If Rov of the Chanuyos are selling kosher meat, if Rov of the Chanuyos are selling treif meat, so we assume it's treif. That's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Ruba de Lesser Kamon, that's a Rov in Teva, a Rov in psychology. That's not in front of us. The Lesser, or the Lesser, as Tosus says, it's the same thing. Right? It's not in front of us. It's a roving teva. Chazaka she'ein adam pareach chovo toch zmano. Chazaka ein adam meis pana b'fnei bal chovo. Well, we have all the people in the world in front of us and we're counting? No, this is a roving teva that existed before these people were born and exists after these people die. It has nothing to do with the people who are there right now. It's a roving teva. So says Tosis, maybe you'll think that we don't follow roving dina nefashos except by ruba. By what? By Ruba de Issa Kamon. Dayanim is Ruba de Issa Kamon. I have all the Dayanim in front of us. In front of me, right? Ruba de Issa Kamon. So you might think, oh, we follow Rov by Dina Nefashos, by Ruba de Issa Kamon. We learn Kavachomer from Dina Nefashos to Dina Mamonis by Ruba de Issa Kamon. Oh, by Ruba de Issa Kamon, then we follow Rov both in Dina Nefashos and in Dina Mamonis. But Ruba de Lesser Kamon, forget about it. That's what you would imagine. That's the Chiluk. Shmuel is talking about what kind of a Rov. Ruba the Lesser Kamon, Ruba Larajasvini. We don't have all the people in front of us. We're not judging, we're not counting numbers here. We're saying most people do that. That's the role, that's the nature of people, nature of the situation. So maybe we don't follow Rov. Sayin Dine Mamanis, Sayin Dine Nefashis. You're asking me, let's learn a Kavachomer from Dine Nefashis to Dine Mamanis. Who says that for that kind of Rov we learn? Who says that by that kind of rov we even follow rov by dinin nefashas? If we don't follow rov, rubu the lesser come up by dinin nefashas. So that's why we don't learn a kavachamer from dinin nefashas, dinin mamonis. Only time that we follow rov, both by mamonis and nefashas, is by rubu the isa kavon. So then the whole kasha never even began. Kasha's a misnomer, right? It's it's a pipe dream. You thought we can make a comparison. It's a different type of rov. It says Tosafot, but that can't be. It's just pasuk wrong. Later in Sanhedrin and Daf Samachtes, Gemara says beferish that we follow Rov by Dina Nefashos even by Ruba the Lesser Kama. What does the Gemara say then? Let's all turn to that Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says inside. Gemara says that a ben sora mora is nidun Hashem sofo. We kill him. He eats a certain amount of meat, right? Ochal tartim arbosar, a certain shear of meat. He drinks some wine. So we kill him, right? But the Gemara says that ben sora mora is only put to death in the first 3 months after turning 13, after becoming a godel, after he has the stage saras. Gufa, the Gemara picks up on the third word line. Gufa, Amarev Krispidoy, Amarev Shapsi, Koyamash Ben Sara Mora, Einanela Gimel Chadash Melvad. The whole din of Ben Sara Mora, the Drosh for Kabbal Star, I don't even know if it happened, but the Drosh for Kabbal Star, we put him to death in the first 3 months of his godless, after he has Shtei Saras. Ayveho Anan Tanami Shiyavi Shtei Saras Vad Shiyakov Zoka. But we learned that it's not just enough to have Shtei Saras and then Gimel Chadash, but rather at Yaakov Zochan, that until the Mokom Erva is full of Saras, not just Shtei Saras. Saran said that's more than 3 months, Mistama. So what is going on? It says, Zok the Gemara, Hikiv Zochan, Afagav Lo Molo Gimel Chadashim, Molo Gimel Chadashim, Afagav Lo Hikiv. It's either or. Either if three months pass, he can't be a Ben Sara Mar anymore, or if he kif hazakon, meaning he kif hazakon before the 3 months. Right? If the Mokom Erva is completely full of Saras even before the 3 months, so that the din doesn't apply to him either. What's the Yisod of he kif hazakon or the Gimel Chadashim? Well, what's the Yisod? The Yisod, as Rashi explains, is that he can become a Ben Sara Mar only if he's not Roy Leos Af, only if he's a Ben. He's only a Ben, so then the halacha applies. Once he's Roy Leos Av, then he's not a Ben Sara Mara. The Losh of Ben Sara Mara doesn't apply to him anymore, so then he's not going to be Chai. So once he's Makif as Hazakon, then we assume that he's Roy Leos Av, he can make a woman pregnant. What's this idea of Gimel Chadashim? So Gimel Chadashim, the pshat is that if he were to have made a woman pregnant, then it would be Hukar Uber already. Right? It would be Hukar Uber, it would be recognizable that she's pregnant after 3 months. So he's Roy Leos Av, Roy Leos Nicker, that he's an Av, that he's going to be an Av. The pregnancy is now nikah. So he's not a ben anymore, so the din of ben sara mar is not going to apply to him. And that's what the Gemara was assuming. And it's either or, the Gemara says, either he kif hazakon, or malolo gimel chadashim, he's not a ben sara mar anymore. So Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov, ben ha-hapakol kamei de Ravina, v'yosef ha-kamei mishmei de Ravuna, b'rei de Rabbi Yeshua. Shmami nam, nidir Rab Kruz, v'doy amir Rab Shamsi, yoledes l'shiva ein ubra, nikah l'shlish yamel. From Rav Krispidoy's statement, you see that someone who gives birth to a premature baby after 7 months. Right? The Gemara thought that after 7 months the baby could live. It's 9 months, if you have a full-term baby, obviously the baby can live. But 8 months somehow is worse. Right? At the time of the Gemara, it didn't work. Right? The baby would not survive. Nowadays we have incubators. We have ways of mimicking the womb, so even an 8 month preemie can survive. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. The doctors will tell you that there are certain organ systems that are developing in the 8th month that if it doesn't have the right environment, the baby is not viable. So at the time of the Gemara, they didn't have anything to help the baby along. If the baby came out of the womb, then it would take a pass away because it was in the middle of a very critical stage of development. Nowadays, even a baby that's born 6 weeks early or 7 weeks early, which is in the middle of the 8th month, Baruch Hashem, they can taka survive, they do very well. So, l'shiva, if a woman gives birth l'shiva, Rav Krispidoy seems to imply that the uber would not be nikar l'shlish yamel. What is shlish yomea of a yoledes l'sheva? 2 months and a third. Right? 2 and a third months. It's 2 and a third months times 3, 7 months. Right? So, of course, Bidayu seems to say that a ben sara mora is nidon in gimel chadashim to be assuming that someone who gives birth after 7 months is not going to have a heker ubra after shlish yomea. The saka daya the chubra nikel shlish yomea lama li gimel betray the tilsa saga. Why do we say that the ben sara mora only has that halacha for 3 months? He only has that halacha for 2 and a third months. Because after 2 and a third months, it would be hukar ubra. So he's royally osav. He's royally osnika that he's going to be an av. So how could the din of ben sara mar apply after that? Malay, so he responded, lo olam emalach ubra nika l'shlishame. No, you let us l'shiva also ubra nika l'shlishame. Aye, so the din of ben sara mar shouldn't apply after 2 and a third months. No, zilba saruba. We follow Rov. Follow Rov. Rov people don't give birth to Shiva. Rov people give birth to Tisha. They have a full-term baby. So we follow Rov. Amura kameid Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua amalei v'dinei nefashos miyazlina basaruba. Yeah, we follow Rov v'dinei nefashos. HaTorah amra v'shavtu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. We care about hatzalas nefashos. Salas nefashos ve'at amret zilba saruba. What, we're going to kill the ben sara mar based on a rov? Why don't we follow miyad? We should be matzil him based on the miyad. Why should we follow rov? Why should we follow rov? Following rov is going to result in a misa, because if we follow rov, we assume that most women give birth letisha, so then we'll say you can be a ben sara mar until when? Not until 2 and a third months, you can be a ben sara mar until 3 months, because it's not going to be hukaruba by rov noshim until 3 months. That's a chumrah. Hello, Rove and Dina Nefashos Lechumra? Hatzala? Aren't we concerned about Hatzala? Hadrua Kameder Avina Amalei V'dina Nefashos Lozlin Abbasaruba? What, you think the Svara is not the Fala Rove V'dina Nefashos Lechumra? We have a Mokar. If the Svara might be like that, but it's Pashid wrong, there's a Mishnah like that, that we do follow Rove V'dina Nefashos. Do'atnan Echad Omer B'shnayim V'chodesh V'echad Omer B'gimel Eidusan Kayemet Shezei Yodea B'Yivru Shachodesh Zei Eidudeh. Let's say there are two Edom come to Bezdin with a testimony. One says that Reuven killed Shimon on the second day of the month, second of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan. And the other one says that on Gimel B'chodesh, the third day of the month. So if you would have asked me, I'd say that the Makhish says that we throw out the whole testimony. Dr. Mishnah, Edusan Kayemas, a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem, Shiur that went on Daf Mem. Forget who gave that shit. Right? Daf Mem. The fifth parak. Huh? Mm-hmm. We don't throw out the case, the Mishnah says. They do some kayemes. How can I do some kayemes with the makhish, zu? Zezen. No, shezeh yodeh b'ibur shalchodesh. Zein yodeh b'ibur shalchodesh. Ibur shalchodesh. Right? If they had to be ma'aber the previous month, so then the previous month was how many days? 30, right? So then, the first day of the next month is 31. If they're not ma'aber the chodesh, then they're only 29 days. So the first day of the next month is day 30. So one might know that they were ma'aber the chodesh. The other one might not know that they were ma'aber the chodesh. So they're not contradicting each other. It's the same day. It's just they don't realize what happened. They don't realize what happened in Bezdin. Wow, that's incredible. Right? So they seem to be contradicting each other, but yet we don't say there's a hakasha, and we're going to kill someone for it. This Isak adai dechlar mina zilba saruba neima hani dafka komisadi vakhushi uda kamak chushia dadi elalav mishem damina zilba saruba veruba din shiavli to tell me bura diacha. Hazok the Gemara, clearly we follow Rov by dinin nefashos, because if not, there's a hakoshi. How can we kill the person based on the edus of these two edim that seem to contradict each other? The answer is to say it's not a contradiction, it's not a hakoshi. One knows bibur shachodesh, the other one doesn't know. So by Rov Nashim Lates Yaldan, also we're going to follow Rov. He can become a Ben Sara Mara until 3 months, because Rov Nashim, it's not Hukar Uber until 3 months. So Fractosis and Avgimel Amibes, you want to tell me that there's a chilik between Ruba de Lesser Kaman and Ruba de Isa Kaman? But we're only going to follow Rov, I think, in the Farsha, Ruba de Isa Kaman? It's doch not true. The Gemara later on, and Daf Samach Tes, has two examples where we follow Rov and Din in the Farsha, so even by Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Rov Noshim Lates Yaldan, and Ruben Inchi told Bibur the Archa. So that Teret's not going to work, says Taisis. It's a nice idea. In fact, we can even give some kind of lumbus to try to explain that teretz. There is a lumbus. Chronim talk about it, but Tosas says it's a svara. You can fiddle around with the svaras, but the Gemara Daf Samachtes doesn't sound like it clearly. What's the answer? So Rachloma says Tosas the ruba l'raja zavni lo choshev kihanach ruba. Ruba l'raja zavni is not like the roves and Daf Samachtes. That's the chiluk. The chiluk is not between ruba the lesser kaman and ruba the isa kaman. The chiluk is not between dinei nefashis and dinei mamonis. No, from our Gemara you see that dinei mamonis you can learn, but kavachomer from dinei nefashis. Different robes, ruba the isa kaman, ruba the lesser kaman. No, from the Gemara Daf Samachtes you see that there is no chiluk between the different robes. That's not the chiluk. The chiluk is between different levels of robe, not between different types of robe, but within the type there could be different levels of robe. Some robes are strong and some robes are weaker. Ruba l'raja, says Tosfos, must be a weaker kind of robe. It's also a ruba the lesser kaman, just like ruba the noshim mates yalda, ruba dinshi tov bibur diarcha. It's all a ruba the lesser kaman, but ruba l'raja zvini is weaker, and that's why Shmuel said that we're not going to follow robe by dinei mamonis. And it's not just by dinei mamonis that Shmuel would say that. Shmuel would say even by dinei nefashos we wouldn't follow rove in such a case, because it's a weaker rove. It is a ruba the lesser kaman, and there are ruba the lesser kamans that we'd follow with dinei nefashos, but not this type because it's too weak. The roves of samachtes, those roves are stronger ruba the lesser kamans. So that kind of a rove we follow with dinei nefashos. What's more, we'd even follow rove by dinei mamonis in such a ruba the lesser kaman, because it's so powerful, such a powerful robe. We'd follow. Even Shmuel would say we'd follow robe by dinei mamonis as well, because it's not a chiluk between mamonis and nefashos. It's not a chiluk between different types of robe. We follow ruba the isa kaman bein bedinei nefashos bein bedinei mamonis. We will follow robe by ruba the lesser kaman bein bedinei nefashos bein bedinei mamonis. The question is how strong. If it's a strong ruba the lesser kaman, then we'll follow that rove bein bedinei nefashos bein bedinei mamonis, like the Gemara and Daf Samachtes. But if it's a weak rove like ruba l'raja zavni, so then we won't follow rove neither by dinei mamonis nor by dinei nefashos. Okay, that's Tosfos's answer. So Rachlomer the ruba l'raja zavni lochoshu kianach ruba hilkach lo samchina nahach ruba bedinei mamonis v'hu adinami bedinei nefashos. Eli.
Rachel gets Rav and Shmuel is if it's a strong
robe
or not.
According to Tosfos, Shmuel holds that it's a weak robe. Lav dafka, no. Maybe Rav would say that we follow robe even if it's weak. They're not arguing whether it's weak or strong. Maybe Rav would taka say that we follow robe by dinei mamonis even if it's weak. Of course, the question is why? Why should I do it? Meaning he says all rove, you know, you have different levels, but rove is a concept that we can follow by dinei mamonis. Right? Maybe Rav just argues with the whole principle. Shmuel says it's a function of the strength of the rove, at least according to Tosfos in our sugi. Rav might argue with the whole thing. He might say, no, I don't care about the strength, no matter how weak the rove is, but it's still a rove. It's a principle that the Torah allows us to follow. So if we can follow it in the Surah, we can follow it in dinei mamonis too. Okay, that's Tosfos. So the question is, what's the problem with a weak rove? Right, that's the answer Tosfos gives. It's a function of whether the rove is strong or the rove is weak. So of course the question is, what's the problem with a weak rove? Why don't we follow rove in dinei mamonis or dinei nefashos if it's weak? Just to strengthen the question. Rav, right? Eli's Rav. Right? Eli's point. Rav holds that we follow rove. Stama Rav claims it doesn't matter whether the rove is weak or strong. So Vosefus Shmuel assumes that if it's a weaker rove, we're not going to follow rove by dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos. Why should weakness or strength play a role over here? A rove is a rove is a rove, right? Right. Shmuel.
What makes this here a weak rove?
Well, we're going to have to gather that. Right.
100.
Right. We have to figure that out. What makes this a weak rove, and why is a weak rove different? Why is it somehow different that we're not going to be able to follow rove by dinei nefashos and dinei mamonis in such a rove? Why is it weaker? First of all, why is it weaker? And then we have to figure out, what does it matter that it's weaker? So why Taka is it weaker? What's the reason? What's the reason that Ruba Laraja is weaker? What do you think? Did you find anything on this topic? The Rash Mishas starts us rolling, right? Why is this rogue weaker? The Gemara in Bava Basra, forget the Rash Mishas. The Gemara in Bava Basra, you gotta read the Gemaras. That's why we looked at the Gemara inside. You can't just say, yeah, I know the Gemara. Yeah, Shmuel says we don't follow Rove by Mominus. Come on, read the Gemara inside. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara itself is trouble. Where's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? We're talking about. Right? It's pretty obvious. The whole thing seems so obvious. Well, he sold it Laraji, sold it Lashchita. Well, which one did he do? Let's figure it out. Let's look at the case. The Gemara itself is trouble that the whole case seems very strange. This one claims I bought it Laraji, the other one claims I bought it Lashchita. But we have ways of figuring out, right? We have ways of finding out what happened over here. So that's what the Rash Mishantz picks up on. The Rash Mishantz in Ksubis, Rabbeinu Shimshin. This is in the packet, page 1. My time of bedinin nefashas lechamiri azlin basiru ba'afilu beruba the last sakama kedemuch v'reish perik ben sorer bedinin mamanis lo kol shukain. Parak besanerjin gabi ruba de isakama elevada isok de toisus rash mishan tzarech lomer de ruba de pligi bo rabbi shmul goru'a yon ahu de resha mocher. Probably should be Hamocher Peros, not Hamocher Perish. Right? The Reish Hamocher Peros. What's so weak about this robe? Zok the Rash, Mishim Da'u Gavra Zavin Lahacha Ulahacha. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where this guy buys both for Raja and for Shchita. That's what the Gemara says. If not, it's obvious what he bought for. No, he buys for both. So if he buys for both, the robe isn't so good. But robe by Laraja. Yeah, but I don't care about robe, I care about this guy. Can I fly the robe to this guy? If we're talking about a case where this guy buys lahacha ulahacha, he buys for both purposes, so then the rove doesn't really apply as strongly to him. Maybe he'll say, okay, the rove, we don't know why he bought in this particular context, so maybe let's assume he followed the rove. Yeah, but the rove is not so good, because very often he buys l'shchita. So the rove is weaker already. It doesn't apply to this gavra. The application of the rove to this gavra is weak. That's what the Rash Mishan says. It's not that Ruba Laraj is a weak robe, it's that the application to this Gavra is weak, because Ahu Gavra Zovin Lahacha Ulahacha. That's the Rash Mishatz. That the application of the robe to this Gavra is weak, because he buys for both purposes. So we can't really say it's such a bona fide, such a strong robe. That's why we're not going to follow robe. We're not going to follow robe, not by Mominus, such a robe, we're not going to follow by Dina Nefasha Sidon. Comes the Shev Shmaitza. He offers a different answer. A fundamental yesod about this type of rove. Why is Ruba Laraja weak? Shmaitze invokes the Ramban, Mochamas Hashem, and Kiddushin and Daf Nun Amud Beis. What's the Gemara that the Mochamas is going on? Gemara Daf Nun Amud Beis quotes Machlokas Amoroim. What happens if you have a boy and a girl, they're dating, and then they agree to get married, and the boy sends presents, sivlonos, he sends presents to the kala. So should we assume that the sivlonos are kiddushin? He's sending that for kiddushin? We don't do kiddushin like that anymore. We're just makadosh with a tabas, with a ring. Maybe he sends a ring? A ring? Nah, but it's not an engagement ring, it's not a diamond ring, it's a plain ring, right? Whatever. He sends some kind of sivlono, some kind of presence. Now the question is, are we choshesh that these sivlonos should be kiddushin or not? Are we choshesh that these sivlonos were meant as kiddushin? And that was there have to be eidim when she receives the sivlonos. Because if no eidim, if you're makadosh without two eidim, then there's no kiddushin, right? So there are a lot of givens that have to be satisfied over here in order for this case to follow through. But that's the machlokas hamaraim. Are we choshesh for sivlonos or not? What's the psak? Amar Rav Papa ba'asad mekanshi v'hadu mesabli chashinan. Mesabli v'hadu mekanshi lo chashinan. Rav Papa says, well, it depends. In a place where normally the chassan doesn't send sivlonos until he does the kiddushin, So then how can this be Sivlonos? He didn't do the Kiddushin yet. It must be that this ring, that whatever he's sending, whatever present he's sending, the bracelet or whatever, that's Kiddushin. The Asra, the Misabli, Vahada Mekanshi, Lo Chashina, but where they send Sivlonos before the Kiddushin, so then it could be either or. It could be Kiddushin, it could be Sivlonos, but then we should assume maybe it's Sivlonos. There's no raya that it's Kiddushin. Maybe it's Sivlonos, because this is an Asra, the Misabli, Vahada Mekanshi. So then we're not choshesh that this is Kiddushin. It's just Sivlonos, it's not Kiddushin, it's just a gift. So the Gemara, Mekanshi, Vahada Misabli, if we're talking about a place where normally they send Kiddushin first, and then they send the Sivlonos. Normally they're Makadish, and then they send the Sivlonos. Pshita. So then it's Pasha that this has to be Kiddushin. Couldn't be Sivlonos. This is our gears in the Gemara. There are multiple gearsos. Tosis is a little bit of a different gears. I think the Shmaitza had Tosis' gears, not our gears. But we'll read the Shmaitza with our gears. It happens to be, well, you'll look at the Tosis in your own time, you'll see. I think the Shmaitza's gears was a little different, but okay. So, Frank the Gemara, if it's Asra, the Misabli, Vahadim, Mekanshi, Mekanshi, Vahadim, Misabli, so then it's Pasha that you're not Choshish for Sivlonos. Because this has to be Kiddush. At first they do Kiddush, and then they do the Sivlonos. They don't jump the gun. They don't do the Sivlonos first. First they do the Kiddush. So if he sends something, what is that? It can't be Sivlonos, because this is a place where they do the Kiddush first. So Tzricha says the Gemara, the Ruba Mekanshi Vahadim Misabli, Umiyuta Misabli Vahadim Mekanshi. No, it's not a one-fits-all community. Some do, and some don't. Right? Some do the Kiddushin first, some do the Sivlonos first. Rov do the Kiddushin first, and Umiyut do the Sivlonos first. What did this guy do? He sent Sivlonos. Now the question is, are those Sivlonos Kiddushin, or are they Sivlonos? They're not yet Kiddushin. Should be Choshesh that these are Kiddushin. What does it mean to be Choshesh that they're Kiddushin? Well, now she needs a get if she wants to marry someone else. If it's only Sivlonos, okay, so they can give back the gift. Don't give back the gift. Whatever you want, but she's not Mekudesh, she doesn't need a get. It's a big nafkamin if this was Kiddushin. Because she accepted it. So now the question is, was it Kiddushin, was it not Kiddushin? Without the Gemara, we're talking about a case where the Rova Mekadesh first, but the Miut is Misabel first. If me at first sends the Sivlonos. So Mao the Taima Nechosh Lemiyuta Kamash Malan. I would think maybe it should be Choshesh Lemiyut. Choshesh Lemiyuta. We pass like the Chachamim that we follow Ro. We're not Choshesh Lemiyut. Why should we Choshesh Lemiyut? Mishim Chumra the Eishes Ish, maybe we'll be Choshesh for Miyut over here. We'll be Choshesh that maybe this person is from the Miyut that what? Miyuta Misabli Vahada Mekadshi. Miyuta Misabli Vahada Mekadshi. So then this was Sivlonos and not Kiddushin. That's a chumra. What does it mean, Nechosh Lemiyuta? That's Taisis Kashi, right? Chashash Lahokel. Nechosh Lemiyuta. It's not a chashash lahokel. I would think you follow the miut, right? What kind of a loshen is that? Hashina lemiuta lahokel. That's why Tosfos flips it. Rabbi Nochananel has a different gersa. He's goris the opposite. Let's read it with that gersa, okay? Lo tzricha deruba mesabli v'hoda mekachi, miut mekachi v'hoda mesabli. Okay? So the miut is mekadish first. So then if we choshesh lemiut, that would be a chumr. Okay? So Mao the Tema Nechosh Lemiyuta that will assume that he's Mekadesh first. So he sent the Sivlonos for Kiddushin. So then she should be Mekudeshes. Mishum Chumer de Eishes Ish. Rabbi Nachananel Yirsa. Kamash Malan, no. We assume that he's part of the Rov. I would have a Havamina will follow the Miyot. Chumer de Eishes Ish will assume that there was Kiddushin. That this gift is really meant as Kiddushin. Kamash Malan, no. We just follow Rov. We just follow Rov. We assume since Ruba Masabli Vahada Mekashi, it wasn't Kiddushin. She's not Mekudeshi, she doesn't need a get. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the question is, what's the Havamina? Why would we assume to follow Miut? Even Michumra de Eishes Ish, but the Rabbanan, the Reb Meir, Rabbanan, Daf Pei and Kiddushin, Right? Rabbanan on that page say that we follow Rov. We don't follow a miut. It's the famous Gemara. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. What's the makar of that Gemara? It's a Gemara in Kiddushin on that page. The back roads of Kiddushin. That's the makar. The ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. I think I gave that one to you also, huh? Yeah? Okay, good. Tinuk shenimtsa b'tzad ha'isa u'batzek b'yada. Now, you've heard of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif, but maybe not this case. It's a little interesting case, right? Your child is playing, nimtsa b'tzad ha'isa u'batzek b'yada. He's near the dough, and he has a piece of dough in his hand. Rabbi Meir b'tame, v'chachamim b'tame. Rabbi Meir says that the isa is tohar, and the chachamim said the isa is tame. Because he has batzek b'yada, so mistame, he took the batzek off of the isa, he pulled it off the isa. So, whatever the din of the batzik is the din of the isa. Rebbe Meir says the isa is tahar, and Chachamim says the isa is tamei. Why? Mimeshadaka shel tinok betapeach. Chachamim says, since it's normal for a tinok to be metapeach the isa, the tinok is metapeach, he touches the isa, and tinokos are metapchin ba'ashpa, they fiddle around with the shrutzim, right? They like to play with the lizard, both the live ones and the dead ones. The live ones are not tamei, but the dead ones are tamei. It's a different world, right? Now they like to play around with plastic lizards, you know, with plastic lizards. But then they like to play around with the real thing. Right? They were used to a different world. Okay, so we assume that Rov Tinokos are going to be Tameas. Rabbi Meir says Tahar, I'm saying the Tame, because Darko Shel Tinok Metapech. Ba'avina b'may kamei de Rabbi Meir kasava Rov Tinokos Metapchin. Rov Tinokos are Metapchin ba'ashpa, right? Rov tinokos are metapchin ba'ashba. U'miud ein metapchin. Miud are not metapeach. Or the metapeach b'isa. Whichever one. Metapeach b'shuatzim, Rashi says. U'nevela sheba'ashba. Right? So, rov tinokos are metapchin. Miud are not metapchin. V'isa b'cheskes tara. Medes. The isa is b'cheskes tara. Smoch miud l'chazoka. Yisra l'iruba. Rabbi Meir says, rov doesn't win out. There's a tag team. The miut can join the chazaka the meikar. The status quo of the isa was that it was becheskas tara. So join the miut to the chazaka, smoch miut to chazaka, the isra le ruba. Then the ruba, there's a reyes and the rov. So I'll follow, zok to Rabbi Meir, I'll follow the miut plus the chazaka against the rov. The rabbana, miut the command of esedami, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. And the chacham say, miut is nothing, klape the rov. Miut is a zero. So what do you have? You have a rov against the chazaka. Rabbi Meir says the miut does not command the lesser, it exists. So you got rov against the miut the chazaka. Two against one, the two win, right? The Chacham says it's not a two against one, it's one against one. What's the one against one? Ruba against the chazaka. There's a rov, there's a miut, and there's a chazaka. What's the rov? Rov tinokos, metapchen, ba'ashpa, they play with the ashpa in their tummy. Miut, ain't metapchen. Chazaka, isa b'cheskas tara medes. So the question is there really a miut or not? Rabbi Meir says, yes, there is a miut, so I have a two against one. The Chacham say, no, miyuta commanda lese dami. The miyut, the makom rov is a zero. So if it's a zero, they only have rov and a chazaka, rov and a chazaka, rov and a rov always beats out a chazaka. Rov always beats out a chazaka. Maybe we'll have to explain why that's true. But that's the halacha. So if I have a two against one, then rov is not going to beat out a chazaka because I have a miyut too. But if miyuta commanda lese dami, then rov, I only have rov and a chazaka, rov and a chazaka, rov and a Yoni? That means we knew it was Becheskas Tar at some point in time.
Right, but after someone touches it, you don't have any reason to leave his Tar anymore. Now it's
no, but it had a Becheskas Tara. If the Tinok that touched it is from the Miut She'ein Metapchin, then the Isa still is Tar. Right? There is a way that the Isa can still be Tzahara.
Once you have reason to believe that it doesn't happen.
That's true about every chazaka. Every chazaka. Really? We look at the situation now, it's changed. A woman is Becheskas Tara. Now she sees Dam, so she's a Nida. So the question is, if she touched Taras, what's the status of the Taras? She did a bedika yesterday, and she was tahora. Then she touched tar, she touched truma, she touched kodshim. And now, she sees dam. So now we know that her chazaka has changed. But the question is, when did it change? When did it change? That's what the chazaka is all about.
Right, so now that after the kid touches it, now it changes. Now anything else that touches that yisa should be coming.
Oh, it might be the so.
We're talking about what touched the yisa from before, or moving on. Because for moving on, the chazaka should have changed.
Why does the chazaka change? Rov prevents the chazaka from changing.
Because once you have reason to believe,
excuse me, I'm sorry. Rov would say that it's tummy.
Right. So now that I have reason to believe that the chazaka is not there anymore.
How do I have reason to believe? It's a suffix, but I do have a miut that says that the east is still tahora. So Rabbi Meir says I can combine the miut with the chazaka. The chazaka says the chazaka is a reason to say that the east is tahora because it was tahora originally. Status quo. The miut tells me.
Right, but once someone touches it, that removes the status quo. So there's no chazaka to combine with the miut. Like once someone touches it.
I hear what you say. Rabbi Meir doesn't learn like that. He says that without a chazaka, you're saying the chazaka is gone. Once there's a suffix here, so then the chazaka is gone. Is that really true? If I didn't have a rov and a miut, if I just had a suffix with a chazaka, suffix, right? I knew that there was a chazaka at some point in time, and now there's a suffix. I have an isa. Right? And I find an Avela next to the Issa.
It's more than a suffix. The whole point of Chazak is that if you have a suffix, you go by the Chazak.
Exactly, that's my point.
So if someone touches it, it's suffix. Is it Tahor or Tamar? So you go by the Chazak that it's Tahor. Now that someone touched it, it's more than a suffix.
Why is it more than a suffix? It's a suffix whether the person who touched it was Tamar or not.
It's a suffix before the person touched it. That's why you need a Chazak to tell you that it's Tahor.
No. The suffix here was created by the person, by the Tino touching it. A different kind of suffix. That is the suffix. Every suffix suffix is different in every context. That's the suffix. So if I have a suffix, I should follow chazaka. And there's also a miut to say that the person who touched it was tahor. So Rabbi Meir, miut, smoch miut al chazaka of the Israeli Ruba. Come the chachamim and say, no, I have a chazaka against a robe. I don't have a miut. It's not a two against one. Ruba v'chazaka ruba.
When the Tino touches it, it's not that the chazaka goes away. Can we say chazaka the meikar and chazaka the hashta? That once he touches it, now it's chazaka the hashta.
We don't use a chazaka the hashta normally. A chazaka the hashta is very rare that we'll invoke a chazaka the hashta. Right? We normally apply chazaka the meikar. We normally do not say chazaka the hashta. That's a discussion. But the pashup shot is we follow status quo. We don't say that now. First of all, I don't have a chazaka the hashta. I don't know if it's tahor. I know that the Tino touched it, but I don't know the status of the object. So we don't even have a chazaka d'hashta. But even if we did, even if we knew for sure it's tameh, we don't say, oh, if it's now it's tameh, it must have been always tameh. But we know it wasn't always tameh. At some point it was tahor. So well, which one wins? The chazaka d'hashta is saying that we assume the previous status continued until the last possible moment. Chazaka d'hashta says that no, the current status goes back until the earliest moment. So which one wins? So we normally assume Chazaka the Meikar wins against the Chazaka the Hashta. In very rare circumstances where we follow Chazaka the Hashta. So the question is, why does the Gemara assume in Kiddushin Adaf Nun that we should follow the Miut? The Chachamim, we pass down to Chachamim that Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adiv Miuta Kaman Dlese Dami. So if Ruba are what? Ruba are Misabli Bahad Makanshi, with Toysis is a Girsa, Rabbi Nachman. Like the Schweitzer's Gersen. If Ruba the Rabban's Gersen. If Ruba Mesabli Vahad Makachi, so follow Rov. Follow Rov. Why should we be Machar over here? Follow Rov. So says the Ramban, no, because this Rov is very weak. The reason why we're going to be Machar is because this Rov is very weak. Why? Well, what is weak about this Rov? So turn to the Schweitzer. Page 2. What's Pshat? Why is this Rov weak? Now first he quotes a Bach. I'm going to skip the Bach for now. Okay, let's just go to the Ramban. He doesn't like the his brother didn't like the Bach anyway. Look at the Bach yourself. The Nir Lefarish Lefim Hashikosav Haramban Besefer Melchamis Perik Beis Gedushin. Gabi Sivlonus Damina the Ruba Masabli Vahadim Akachi. Oh, that's the Ramban's Girsa. Yeah, against our Girsa in the Gemara. Right, the Girsa was floating around there. We always follow a role. So this episode over here, Chashin and Lemiuta, that's not what Reb Meir and Chachamim were arguing about. Not by this rove. The Hasam rove chiyuv v'tevahu. Rove chiyuv v'tevahu. It's in the teva. The ef. It's chiyuv. It has to be this way. Rove tinokos metapchin. It has to be that way. It's the nature of tinokos. Tinokos play in the dirt. Right? You have a baby sister, a baby brother. That's just the nature of tinokos. They play in the dirt. So if you have dead shrotzim, and I hope you don't have dead shrotzim at home, but in those times they did. So if you have dead shrotzim, it's just going to be the mitzias that rove tinokos are going to be touching dead shrotzim. They're going to be tamei. The efshar elokein, it's impossible without that. Avokan, ain't no elamidig. Ruba mesavli v'hada makanchi. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. Even if most people do that, but it doesn't have to be like that. It's not muchrach in this gavra. You're saying, well, the gavra's a normal person. He's a normal guy, right? Okay, he's a normal guy, but it's minig b'nei adam. That's the minig of what people do. Sometimes people don't do what they normally do. Sometimes people veer. They do something different. They do something exciting. They do something different. Something special. So even if Ruba Misabli Bahadur Makachi, most people send the Sivlonos first, you know, the patient, he says, no, I want to jump ahead, I want to send the Kiddushin. He's not beholden to the rove. This rove is in Minig B'nei Adam. What do people normally do? It's not a rove in Teva, the very nature of a person. The rove of Tinogos Metapchim, Tinogos don't control themselves. Tinogos just do what's natural to them. The rove of Ruba Misabli Bahadur Makachi, that's the way most people do things. But this individual can say, but I don't want to be knowing like the rove. The Tinok is not going to say to himself, I don't want to be knowing like the rove. The Tinok just goes with the flow. The rove of rove Tinokos Metapchen is going with the flow. Natural. Right? Eino the meis pana b'fnei balchov. What he's going to be thinking? No, the question is he chutzpidik or not chutzpidik? What's the natural feeling of a person? Ruba Misabli v'adar Makachi, Ruba Makachi v'adar Miuta Makachi v'adar Misabli. That's talking about rove in minig, l'fi minig b'nei adam. That's a much weaker rove. Because people change. People don't always follow the normal way of doing things. It's not a rove in psychology, a rove that's intrinsic to the person. It's not a rove that's intrinsic to the person. It's a rove that's the way people normally do things. If it's only the way people normally do things, if it's a rove totally beminig, then that can sometimes change. Sometimes a person will decide, no, I don't want to be knowing like the rove. I want to be knowing like the mute. So the rove is not so strong. Dr. Ramban, that's why mitam chumer deishesish we're going to be machmir. We're not always going to follow such a rove. Keep in mind, by surah we follow rove. But says the Ramban, normally we will follow a rove hatalei b'minik. Even such a rove will follow by surah. It might be a little bit weaker, but we'll follow it by surah. But b'magom chumer deishesish, that's when we're going to be machmir like the miut. Right, we're not going to follow that rove mitam chumer deishesish, but he wouldn't have an isur eishesish. We would follow the rove, that kind of rove, even by Yisur. Right? We follow that rove, because it still is a rove, even if it's a weaker rove, but it still is some kind of a rove. So, Efshe Mekenzogin, maybe that's what Tosis and Sanhedrin had in mind. What's the difference between Ruba L'Raja as opposed to the other roves of Samas, the Ruba, the Inchi Tau, Bibur Diacha, Rav Noshim, Lates Yaldan? The difference is those are roves in Teva. Rove Noshim, Lates Yalda, what the Isha decides what she's going to do? No, the question is, how does her body react? Most people are Toa b'ibur d'yarcha. What, they decide that they're going to be Toa? It's just people make mistakes. It's part of the human condition. That kind of a rove, that's true. Shmuel will say that kind of a rove will follow even in Dinei Mamonos. Ruba L'Raja Zafni, that's not a rove that's intrinsic to the person. That's a rove that's totally the minute. It's dependent on what a person does. Some people do it this way, some people do it that way. Rove people are Zavin L'Raja. Rove people buy the animal to plow, to use. Some people buy it L'Shchita. So even if that's only a miut, that's not a miut in intrinsic to a person. That's just a question of what people normally do. Rove do it a certain way, and a miut do it the other way. For that rov, Shmuel will say that's a weaker kind of a rov. It's a weaker kind of a rov. And just like we won't follow such a rov, mitam chumer de'eshes ish, just like by Isurim we won't follow that rov, b'makom iser eshes ish, so too by dini mamonos we'll never follow that rov, says Shmuel. By Isurim we will follow the rov, because Isurim is different. But by dini mamonos we will never follow such a rov, because it's a weaker kind of rov. And Momenus is a very special case. We'll have to explain why, right? But he says, by Momenus, Azar Rov, a Rov that's totally in Minid B'nai Adam, that Rov is weaker. We're not going to follow that Rov B'chla when it comes to Dini Momenus. By Yisur, we'll follow the Rov, but in certain cases, Shem Chumar De'esh Yisish, we're not going to follow that Rov either. But the Lomdus is like what the Shmaitz is saying, that a Rov Atoli B'minig is a weaker kind of a Rov, because it's a weaker kind of a Rov. Shmuel says that by Dini Momenus, we're not going to follow. We're not going to follow such a rule. Okay, we'll stop here. Just want to get a brief thought.